So in April last year, you guys know that I ended up having weight loss surgery. So I had it, basically, I had a back injury a couple of years ago, and the doctor said, look, you can either have back surgery to try and fix it, or you can have weight loss surgery and try and improve your life on more aspects than just the back. So I'm like, got it done. Since then, I've lost 45 kilos. I'm sadly nowhere near my actual goal weight because I was a big girl.
But it takes, you don't want to go too quick either, right?
No, that's true. Now, I've stalled for the last, probably 3 weeks or so. I haven't lost anything, which has been really disappointing. But
it's a long-term thing.
Absolutely.
This is for life, right?
Absolutely. Like, it's just, you have it done. It's not a magic cure, if you will.
Mm. Meg, before you got the surgery, how was it impacting your life in other ways, not just physically?
I just did not like the way I looked at all. Like, it was very much, I was a hermit. I didn't like leaving the house because I didn't feel confident. I didn't like the way I looked. I avoided clothes shopping at all costs because why would I? I don't fit into anything anyway. And now I'm down to it. Like, I was a size 26 and a tight 26. If you go to like Kmart or City Chic or whatever, even then, clothes were tight. Now I'm going into other random shops and just picking stuff off the rack. And it's like, this is incredible. Like, I haven't done this in so long.
How's that feeling?
It's indescribable, really. Like, we went to Charlestown Square on Sunday afternoon, walked into Cotton On, found a pair of jeans. And normally jeans are really hard to buy when you're a bigger girl. Especially me, I've got very big hips. Picked them off the rack and got them home. Didn't try them on, unfortunately. They were too big. I never thought I'd see the day where a clothing from a normal shop, if you will, were too big. It was just mind-blowing. It made me so happy. I was sitting in my room in the jeans wanting to cry. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's just amazing. Well, even since we've known you, it's been, 6, 7 months?
6 months,
You have lost an incredible amount of weight.
I haven't lost that much since you guys have known me, though. I lost a lot of it very much early on.
It's been so great actually seeing your journey.
Yeah.
Like, even little things, with your outfit choices. I always try and compliment you.
You do. I appreciate that.
Because, you do wear, some things sometimes, and I'm like, wow, Meg, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
You really do.
And you're wearing different stuff even since I've known you.
Yeah. It's just because, today, for example.
Growing in confidence.
Today, for example, I've got the high-waisted jeans on, and normally I would wear a baggy shirt over that. And I've got I've got a shirt tucked into it. I would never have worn that a year ago under any circumstances.
How cool.
It was just, it's been a big mindset, and then all the things come along with what are you going to do next, surgery wise, all that kind of stuff, because we were speaking about it yesterday, and I admitted, yes, the next thing on the agenda is to get boobs.
Because you had quite large boobs.
No, I didn't.
Before.
That's the thing.
What size were you originally?
I was a C cup, so I'm unfortunately a member of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee. I've never had big boobs, and I hated it because a lot of the girls that I follow online who have had the surgery as well, they were quite big breasted, and they kept their boobs. That was the first thing to go on me. I've already gone down a cup size.
In terms of weight.
Yeah, I've already gone down. Even now, I've gone down a cup size, and the bra's loose already. They're pancaking, if you will. It's not fun. So the boobs are the next thing when I hit a goal
weight.
That's
a big thing to have to confront, I guess, because it isn't a little surgery.
No.
You know, and you've got some other things planned as well. What does your fiancé, Josh, think of all this? Is he fully supportive?
He's fully
supportive.
Well, not to mention next week he's considering having it as well, because he's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
And he's seen how well I've gone with it. So, but I said to him, look, if I get to a goal weight, would you object to me getting bigger boobs? And it's not for anyone else, it's for myself. I don't care what anyone else thinks. I just like the idea of having bigger boobs. And he's like, that's fine. I don't think he's going to ever complain about me having bigger boobs, to be fair.
Have you encountered much judgment from people when you do bring this up?
I'm really lucky. I tend to not mention it to people because, to be fair, it's not really any of their business.
Yeah.
But I'll say, because I went shopping yesterday and I said to the girl, I've got to change my whole wardrobe, I've lost 45 kilos. And she goes, oh, congratulations. I go, no, it wasn't me, it was weight loss surgery. Because I don't put it down to me hard work. It was a surgeon who really helped me do it. And she's like, oh, no. And everyone who I've said it to have gone, that's a really good thing. even people who have been thin their entire lives, they don't judge me for it. I'm really lucky. I've seen people who have been called lazy, who have said, oh, you've just got no willpower, all that kind of stuff. You don't understand what goes on psychologically for someone who considers this surgery. It's a big lifestyle change, and you can never eat or drink properly the same again.
That's a big thing, isn't
it?
Yeah. Like, people say, oh, you're lazy or whatever, but they don't realise what sacrifices you're actually
making. Especially, like, for people in particular who want to have kids, it changes a lot. You've got to go through a lot of different things because, obviously, when you are pregnant, you've got to have, like, more nutrients in your body. Mm. Very hard to do when you can only eat a limited amount of food.
Very hard. Was a little bit floored the other day. Meg and I, when we were at the beach, were chatting about this. And even that in itself, you know, getting down to your swimmers at the beach would have been such a big, daunting task to face.
Yeah.
And you did it. And I could tell we were sitting on the sand and we were kind of like humming and hawing about going in the water. But I could tell that, you know, it's a big deal for you.
I hadn't done that in 5 years because I hated what I look like.
Meg, you shared a story with me, and I hope you don't mind me saying it, but it's just a real insight into some of the stuff that, you know, yourself and others in your situation have popped over the years. You're telling me about going to the gym.
I was telling Crevo about this off air, actually,
And I was just so disgusted at this story. Here you are going to the gym, trying to, you know,
better yourself.
Better your life and lose some weight.
Yeah.
And what was the comment that got thrown your way? Yeah. You're just there trying to work out. It just broke my heart.
So I was on a treadmill at a gym and I had my headphones in. I hadn't had music playing yet. And the people behind me have gone, what the hell is she doing here? Maybe if she came here earlier, she wouldn't be so fat. And I just jumped off the treadmill and went home. I'm like, I don't need to
listen to
this. Makes
me sick. And this is at a gym.
People.
Trying. Yeah. And I didn't go back to the gym for probably a year after that. That broke me. It really did. So, if you are the type of person, I'm just going to put this out there. If you go to a gym and you see someone who is a bit bigger and they're trying, encourage them.
Oh my God, that's like, you should be, that's the person you should encourage the
Absolutely.
Most. Because it's so hard to go in and do stuff if you haven't, right?
It's very hard to take that first step. And if they have, encourage them for it because it is genuinely really hard.
And they're trying to like improve their life.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
God.
Meg, we're so proud of you.
I think you've
done a great job so far.
Thank you. It
must be such an up and down thing. Like you said, you know, you mentioned before you hadn't lost any weight in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But, dude, nearly 50
yeah,
kilos.
Nearly 50.
Down. Yeah. Like
it's nearly your whole person.
Give yourself a break.
Yeah.
And give it time as well.
Absolutely. Well, the surgeon said you've lost a very big amount in a very small time frame. Just relax.
Yeah. And great advice, it sounds like. Yeah, he sounds like a really good advisor to have on your side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, please keep us in the loop.
I will do.
Because it's such a great story.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about getting it done, go talk to your doctor. There's no judgment. Mm. Absolutely no judgment. And to be fair, if there is judgment from your doctor, go see a different one. You want someone who's on your side.
Definitely. Absolutely.
And do you know what? Big call to make.
Absolutely. You know, it's life-changing. I will be the first to contest. It's hard.
Yeah.
But
no, we're proud of you, Meg. Good job. Hey, checking in with Elle in the newsroom next at UFM 7:34. And Smash for Cash is playing before 8, worth $1,000.